TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Aw.
Aw, what?
Our little kitty cat wants to join me on the podcast.
Well, he can't. Tell him to go fuck himself.
She, and no.
Nope. Change gender. Fuck himself.
No. She's adorable, and I'm not going to do that.
Fuck herself.
Cat's fucking terrible. Tell her to go fuck herself.
No. She's quite cute.
The cat's a piece of shit and needs to die.
No.
A horrible fiery death.
No.
Or just time to your bumper.
None of these are good ideas.
Doesn't matter what you want, Andy.
I see that now.
What you want is irrelevant. What you've chosen is at hand.
I told you I've used that line on Drew before, right?
No. It's a good one.
It is.
Where's the
fuck? I use it all the time.
He doesn't get the reference, but yeah.
No one ever does. It's from Star Trek VI, Noah.
Got it.
Like, he'll be misbehaving. He'll be like, okay, well, if you keep misbehaving, you're not getting any dessert. And then he'll do it one more time. It's like, okay, no dessert. But I want dessert. What you want is irrelevant.
Oh, you don't see the second part?
I always do the second part.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, just trying to shorten that up. I was shorting the wrong parts. I'm very tired, I guess is what I'm saying.
I'm tired of hearing you quamf and moan.
Yeah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about the fun and food of Thanksgiving, we talk about some fun we had at game night, and we review some movies like The Good Dinosaur, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, and The Night Before. And when you hear this sound...
The quick draw game that everyone can play. It's win, lose, or draw.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Slapping it down. Skippity doo wah, shippity doo wah.
Putting leftover gravy in your ears.
Yeah.
I don't want your leftover gravy in my ears.
Aww. And then licking it out.
Yeah. Slow.
No.
Just
delicious.
No. Mm-mm. Get your tongue out of my ear.
How about some cranberry sauce?
Oh, cranberry sauce all in my pants.
Wait. We were in the ears. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. What about a nice kiss, boy?
Come back to us, Andy.
I'm Tim, the T in the Creepy Podcast.
I'm Andy, the A in Creepy.
I'm Noah. I'm not creepy.
Lies.
He's the N and not creepy.
Unless I want to be.
He's not creepy. He's just outside your window checking for termites in your underwear.
Snatching your people up.
Oh. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Do you know he supposedly fought that guy on one of those, like, quote-unquote celebrity boxing type shows?
The quick draw game that everyone can play. It's win, lose, or draw.
Wait, he fought the rapist?
The guy who's... And he said the rapist guy says he wasn't... he didn't break in. He was invited by the sister.
Ah.
Ooh.
I'm not saying that that is the truth, but...
I didn't know that. Who won?
I have no idea. I'll tell you who lost. Society.
No, we got awesome autotune shit out of that. Society did okay.
Tim, coming with facts.
Hey.
Facts Andy didn't know.
That's not how we do it on TanCast.
Andy's getting his learn on here, Noah. Stop your hate.
We only will give you... TanCast only give you half the story.
TanCast, a taste of facts.
Facts or fact-like substitute.
It's like
a fact.
If you got like a delicious donut and just got to lick it, that's how much facts you got on TanCast.
It's like a fact apéritif.
Or faux facts.
Not
facts
enough
with a pH.
To quell your hunger for facts.
But enough to whet your appetite.
Low-calorie fact substitute.
A sousson of facts.
Fact-free milk.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
I suppose we must. It is required of us.
I don't know that it is required of us, seeing as how many episodes we don't do it.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Send in some knock-knock jokes. Send in some yo mama jokes. Send in some damn dick jokes. Cause Tim and Noah are gonna read them to you. Eventually, they're gonna read them to you. Send them on in so we can read them to you. Yo mom at TimCast.com. Now it's time for 10 laughs.
I take Jonathan's. I call Jonathan's.
What was the one that I had open?
I don't know. He just said it yesterday.
Oh, is that the picture?
Yes, and it seems racist, so I definitely want to do it.
All right, then. That's all you. I will find another template.
Ah. It is apparently racist against rednecks, too. So, you know, equal opportunity.
Having read the joke, I would say it's not necessarily racist against rednecks.
Okay, well, I didn't read the joke.
Oh, so. That's listener email. Would it really be racist?
I don't think rednecks is a race.
Well, white people. They're low-class white people.
So, white people. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
They're subspecies of white. They're the pink whites. Pink lives matter, gentlemen. All right. A Mexican, an Arab, and a redneck girl are in the same bar. When the Mexican finishes his beer, he throws his glass in the air, pulls out his pistol, and shoots the glass to pieces. He says, okay, I'm going to do this super racist. In Mexico, our glasses are so cheap, we don't need to drink with the same one twice.
Nailed it.
The Arab, obviously impressed by this, drinks his beer, throws it in the air, pulls out his AK-47, and shoots the glass to pieces. He says, in the Arab world, we have so much sand to make glass, we don't need drinks to have the same one twice either. The redneck girl, cool as a cucumber, picks up her beer, downs it in one gulp, throws the glass into the air, whips out her 45, and shoots the Mexican and the Arab, catching her glass, sitting it on the bar, and calling for a refill. She says, in America, we have so many illegal aliens, we don't need to drink with the same ones twice. Fucking America.
Fucking America.
Fuck yeah.
I wasn't sure if that choice was going to play, Tim, but I went for it.
Oh, I got it. I saw what you were doing there.
I heard you get it.
All right. I will do the next one, unless Noah's ready to go.
Go for it, Tim.
All right. This one is from Leslie, the number one redheaded ginger Disney freak with a 2.5-year-old newborn.
That's a dig at Noah.
She's had a baby. I'm pretty sure that was like a year ago, no? Nope. Picture on her site says baby. What do you call a dog that does magic tricks?
I don't know.
A labracadabrador.
Tim, you read it right.
You fuck you, Noah, and you're welcome. We'll get to that in due time.
Trying to find I don't know if I have any jokes.
God damn it, Noah.
Sounds like you're trying to find the corn stuck in the back of your teeth. Oh, no more gravy in the ears.
You like that sound, Andy? You like it? Sorry.
There was some Your Mama jokes from Tyler sent back on July 7th.
Do it.
We never read them?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Noah, your mama jokes are made for you. You have the best delivery.
I don't know. Now I can kind of hear your voice saying them, but my memory's not what it used to be.
Well, all that weed I've been smoking. Try them. We'll see how it goes. Tyler, he's got a fresh new batch of your mama jokes.
Fresh as of July 7th.
We are right on top of things here at TanCast.
Gotta age your mama jokes just a little.
Here at TanCast headquarters.
Just like your mama.
You fucking TanCast headquarters.
We got headquarters, guys. We're blowing up. You don't know. It's big things in the
world. No, we don't have headquarters. We have hindquarters.
We give headquarters. You know what I'm talking about?
No. What are you talking about?
Oral sex.
Oh. So I went for an ass joke. Tim went for a blowjob joke. I think Tim wins.
Your mama.
Yeah.
So old. She was a waitress at the Last Supper.
Oh, damn.
Wait, who's Last Supper?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I understand you're frustrated. I just want you to answer my question.
Jesus.
I got a story about that. Danelle will probably not be super happy with me sharing it, but I'm sharing it anyway later. We talk about our weeks.
fucking late again. I pick one for the team.
Tancast exists to aggravate wives. No, a quick get married again.
Up, I can ask for a fleshlight. Everything's fine.
Huh.
Oh.
You cannot reciprocate oral sex and then go to a fleshlight, then profit. Your mama's so old. She sat next to Moses in third grade. Didn't even have third grade back in Moses' days. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know, but that was still cold-blooded.
Your mama is so stupid. She thought seaweed was something fish smoke.
Oh, damn.
How would they even light it underwater? Your mama's dumb.
I don't know. Ask SpongeBob. He seems to get that shit down cold.
He doesn't smoke underwater, does he?
Oh, sorry. That's SpongeBob hemp pants.
Your mama is so stupid. She uses Old Spice body wash to cook. She thinks the spices in there. No, they ain't. Mm-mm. There's no paprika. No cayenne.
There's 7 original herbs and spices.
Your mama is so poor. Yeah. The duck stole bread at her.
That is there indeed poor, gentlemen.
We did it. We did 10 laughs. We're the best.
We're the best at this, because no one else can control the website.
So let's move on to our favorite segment. How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I want to hear how Tim's week was.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because the thing, it's not that great. It's just the fact that she won't want me to tell the story.
I know, that's the best
part.
That's
what makes it great.
Okay. I was a part of, we had Thanksgiving. That just happened.
Yes, we did.
I fucking love Thanksgiving food.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love it so much. Stuffing, yes. Turkey, mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, uh-huh. Why not? Gravy, tons of it. Slap it on there.
Uh-huh.
Cranberry sauce. My Danelle's aunt makes this broccoli casserole. It is fucking delicious.
Really?
Lots of cheese.
You must have lots of cheese.
Delicious.
I barely noticed there's broccoli in there.
Yeah, that's the best way to do broccoli.
And she uses Ritz crackers as part of the topping. Genius.
That's not bad.
Not like whole Ritz crackers, like crumbled them up, so you, every bite you get a little bit of Ritzy goodness.
Yep. Buttery, flaky. Oh.
Yes.
I got half a chub just thinking about that.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah. You want to hear about our Thanksgiving goodness?
Sure.
No.
We let Boston Market cook it again.
You fucking love Boston Market.
You love Boston Market.
I did not have to cook shit. I did not have to spend hours plucking meat off of a cold, greasy turkey carcass. I went to a store, I picked stuff up, I put it into the oven, it came out hot and delicious.
We're probably going to do the same thing for Christmas, but we'll have Safeway do it, not Lucky. I mean, not Boston Market.
Any way you go.
But we need to get on that soon, as opposed to a week before when we tried to do it last year.
actually grow these turkeys, right?
We're all sold out of that. What? Someone else had this idea? The devil, you say?
What? Other people don't want to cook? That's weird.
Yeah, we had turkey breast and mashed potatoes and stuffing and creamed spinach and apple pie and mac and cheese. That was the
Oh, I never did try that mac and cheese at game night the other night.
You're a loser,
we had
Tim.
A game night. It had bacon on it. I'm not really a big fan of mac and cheese, but I like bacon. And I thought maybe one would overshadow the other, but I was
right.
Can't risk it.
Mac and cheese and bacon
like mac and cheese either.
Is the shit.
I can't remember why she doesn't like it.
She threw up once.
Oh, that's Ooh. Right, that's right, that's right. Like the first time. Not once.
The one time she got it in, it came back out.
And I grew up Catholic, and that's what we had on Fridays, and we should have been having meat during Lent. I'm like, this is bull. This, you know what this is? Not meat.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. Fuck all that. Because mac and cheese is some good shit.
No, it's not.
Make it with some tangy cheddar cheese. I like to put blue cheese in the mac and cheese. Caitlin's not like blue cheese. I like it like real tangy.
I like it kind
of sour,
about you.
But then a bunch of bacon. Shitloads of bacon.
Shitloads of bacon.
Yeah, and like crisp that bacon. Like not, you know, wiggly, awful, greasy bacon. Like real crisp bacon.
I got some wiggly bacon for you. Wiggly.
Like almost overcook the bacon and then toss it in the mac and cheese. That's some good shit. little bit of chives in there.
I spent with family. What did we have? We had like standard stuffed turkey. I made mashed potatoes. They were too salty, sadly. My stepdad made a pumpkin bread pudding, which was pretty delicious.
Oh,
I agree with Tim.
Oh, it was good.
Trust.
I
trust you to be wrong.
No, trust. It was delicious.
I trust you're wrong.
Trust. I'm right.
I went over this.
No. Trust, Tim. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Fred of Good wants me to be friends on Skype. No. Fred of Bad.
Oh.
Bird.
And then we watch Hallmark movies.
Leash.
Yeah.
I'd rather go back to the bread pudding at this point.
We watched Grumpy Old Men. That's a Thanksgiving classic. Has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
We watched my son murdering karaoke songs.
All right.
Actually, no. My son not singing when he was asking for karaoke. That's what we watched.
All right.
Oh, and then we played ABCD's Nuts, and we played the celebrity name initial game.
Good times.
Wait, that's when you think of a word? And
or you just do the alphabet.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
And oh, for the people who don't listen to Douglas movies, ABCD's Nuts is, you know, you start with A, someone has to think of a movie that starts with A, then like B, then
a
C.
A Few Good Men, or
Aladdin.
Let's play it right now.
Why would we do that?
Tim, let's play it right now.
You want to just spell a finite word so that it'll be over?
No, let's do the whole alphabet.
Let's spell Doug Loves Movies so everybody knows what we're ripping off. So we're not going to play a round of ABC These Nuts?
Oh, yeah, we can.
We don't really have to.
I'm down.
Andy, are you down?
Sure.
ABC These Nuts.
Why don't we just spell, I don't know. Think of something that's only like 6 or 9 letters.
Let's spell A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Let's spell that.
I think Doug Loves Movies is only like, what, 15?
All right, we can do that.
We're not spelling A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P.
No, we're not.
Damn it.
All right, Mr. Excited, you're first, Noah.
A?
D.
Oh, D.
D, you stupid shit.
Oh, shit. This is harder. We're on the spot. Divergence.
All right, Andy, you want to go next or you want me to go next?
I'll go next. This is harder when you're on the spot.
I told you.
Oh, shit. Don't do this game tired, people.
Christ.
Shit. I'm out.
What?
I'll come up with something. Hang on.
You're what?
I was saying I'm out. Like I. Like
wait, what was that word again?
Out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fucks it. Is there a movie called Out?
Of?
Out of Time?
Sure.
Yes, there is.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
That's not what I was leading him towards, but
I think
whatever.
I know what you're leading towards. That's the place you were leading him towards have black people in it, Tim?
Has at least one.
Oh, then maybe it's not what they want to see.
I was more thinking of a... Oh, okay. Yeah, there's that. I was thinking of a pop star turned actor and a TV star turned movie star, and then a cameo from Nick Fury at the end. Not really Nick Fury, but the guy who plays Nick Fury.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. That was a good one.
Nothing? Nothing over there, Andy?
Nope.
Did you hang up?
No, I'm just completely lost. Pop star, TV star, Nick Fury.
Out of
Africa?
Fine.
Well, that works.
Fuck. Well, don't worry. I think I get O again in 2 turns, so
okay.
We'll worry about it later. Undercover Brother.
All right.
G to you, Noah.
G. G. Goodfellas.
Very nice.
L to you, Andy.
Are
we going to play the V and L rule or no?
Yeah, we should.
All right. We didn't because there were people who were like, I barely want to play this game. I don't want to be told. I don't want to be told Bug's Life doesn't count because of
Wait. So is the rule that you cannot use the names of the movies or you just don't start it with A or T?
No,
you just
don't
start with A and T. So like if it's like, you know, The Hunger Games, you would just say The Hunger Games. You couldn't use it as a T.
Yeah, so it's an H, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not the rule.
No. So the rule on Douglas movies is you can't start it with. Oh, really? Is that you can't use it with if as the at all?
Right. So if you had said The Godfather, you would have been out.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought it was the other way.
Yeah, I thought it was the same way as like you alphabetize, where it would be like, you know, Bug's Life, comma A.
Nope. They do that for build the title, but not for ABCD's Nuts.
Okay,
I can't do the littles for L. Love Actually.
There you go. Out of Sight, you dumb motherfucker.
God damn it.
That's a V to you.
V. V. V for Vendetta.
Very good.
E.
You guys are going to hate me for saying this movie's title. Enough.
Why would I hate that?
Because it's a piece of shit Jennifer Lopez movie.
Oh. S. Oh, that's the best one to get. That's right. Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Shithead.
M to Noah.
M. Mighty Aphrodite.
Oh, all right. Another O for Andy. This should be amazing.
Son of a bitch.
Nope, yeah, that's trying to get to that.
fuck you.
All right. Oh, sorry. Now I'm just making noises.
Were you trying to hit me? Hit?
Yeah, I was trying to hit you to Men in Black.
Oh.
Oh.
Of Mice and Men.
They made a movie out of that?
Yes.
All right.
I think twice.
Okay.
Yeah, what? Had the guy from Forrest Gump, his friend, Lieutenant Dan.
Gary Sinise?
Yeah. Oh, and I think John Malkovich, did he play Lenny?
Malkovich! I've got V, so I'm going to go with Very Bad Things.
That's what I was going to go with.
Well, you don't have V.
I know. But Noah had the V earlier.
Noah has I.
I, Robot.
Andy has E.
Evolution.
Nice.
Thank you.
Tim has S, Superman the Movie.
There you go.
Or Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
What were we spelling? I totally forgot.
Doug Loves Movies.
Doug hates candy wrappers and other movie reference.
The quick draw game that everyone can play. It's win, lose, or draw.
And that's why you don't listen to this podcast for games.
Yes. We come ill-prepared.
Anyway, so that's what we did instead of watching movies on Thanksgiving. That was the long and short of it. So really, I had 3 game nights in a row. Oh, shit.
That sounds like fun.
Look out now. Waka, waka, waka.
Were you all gamed out?
Nope, I could do it again.
All right. Well, good news. Well, you just did.
We will in a couple of months, Tim.
Yeah, sure we will. Just kidding. So then me and Noah went to a game night 2 nights ago.
Yeah? How was that?
With Jeff, Miranda, Steph, Zach. Played Cards Against Humanity. Always fun.
I've still never played that game.
As Noah pointed out, Auschwitz almost never wins.
Nope. People are like, I'm not picking Auschwitz. Nope.
You know who does win? Tim Babb does win. Yeah,
everybody did win.
Everybody
was
so focused on Stephanie winning so many cards, and she's like, "Yeah, I got 7." I was like, "I got 12, motherfucker, Babb."
12, motherfucker, 12.
Paul, call me Peter Capaldi because I'm 12, bitches. It's a Doctor Who joke. I feel like something else significant happened at that game night that was worth mentioning, but I can't think of what it was.
Well, I mean, Danelle told some funny stories about your child.
Oh, yeah.
We hung out. We chatted. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anything else of note happened.
I drove Noah back home, and then I almost fell asleep on the way back.
Oh.
I am tired.
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's all right. And then I got to work the next day. I was like, this is a young man's game.
I kind of feel that way when I'm doing the conference power through, when I go to Dreamforce. And it's like, up late, up early. I'm like, oh, I'm not as young as I thought I was.
Oh, say, so we recorded last week, and I edited about half of it, and then like I was like, I gotta go to bed because the kids are gonna get up early, and they're not gonna give a shit what I did last night. So then I had a show on Monday. I had a comedy show, so I wasn't able to do any editing that night because by the time I got home, it was late. So, but then Tuesday night, I had not written or recorded or edited the Christmas podcast, which had to come out the next day. And I also had to put up Dancast because it had been like 2 days at this point. So I did both of them, and it was up till 3 a.m. And I was like, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I'm fine at staying up until 3 a.m. I work just fine. In fact, like so there have been times where I'm like up late just doing work, like trying to get something done that, you know, got too interrupted during the day. And I'm like super duper effective. Like I get good work done. It's, you know, there's no distractions. There's no noise. There's no people. Like I really hit my zone at about like 1 a.m. But oh my God, responsibilities of being an adult mean I suffer for it the next day.
Stupid adulthood.
I know. It's like, oh, you still got to get up and get your kid to school at the same time. Like, can't they just let me, like, sleep just this once and also the other time? And probably tomorrow.
So then we did a game night last night with some of Danelle's friends from... I was basically student, parents of a student she used to teach that she's now friends with. She was a flower girl at our wedding, the student was. Mm. And we play this game. It's like an app on your phone where you pick a category and then you put the phone on your forehead and it'll say a word and you've got to do, it's like either you have to act it out or you have to give clues that aren't, you know, like kind of like Taboo where you just can't say the word. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, I think it was Famous Historical People. And Danelle's clue, or the one Danelle was trying to make the person guess, was Jesus. Oh, so you're trying to make the person guess who's holding the phone on their head. You may have figured that out. So she was trying to make the person guess Jesus, and she's like, Chewbacca. A nickname for Chewbacca is... And, and we're like, where are you going with this? But apparently a nickname for Chewbacca is Chewy.
Yeah.
Well, right. And then Chewy, like, that's a nickname for Jesus, which is Jesus. That's the long way around. I was like, Christmas. Christmas is coming. He was born then. You're done.
I mean, I followed what she was going for there, but I feel like other people who don't know that would get sidetracked and like, wait, were you trying to say Jesus was Jewy?
I think she eventually went with died on a cross, but man, that was the answer of the night.
I mean, if you guys can do, like, charades and shit, I feel like all you gotta do is stand in front of them, cross your feet, and hold your arms out to the side.
True. You know? Granted, my oldest was jumping all over at the moment, trying to distract her.
That makes charades a little difficult.
Yes. Makes everything difficult.
3-year-old fist in your eye, yeah, that will...
you know what happened, Tim, on our game night? You had a couple times triple reading.
A couple? I only remember the one.
Was Tim drunk?
Nope.
Oh, okay, it was only one. I think I was maybe thinking of the other time you had trouble.
Was Tim too vain to wear his glasses?
Maybe, but that doesn't... close up, I don't need my glasses. So, early on in the game, we had agriculture in Pictionary. And we're like, how do you? What are you? Why? And then later on in the game, it's another all-play, and... Stephanie hands me the card. I'm like, we already did this one. She's like, no, we didn't. I was like, we already did this one. It was like the first one we did. I didn't say that. I said, we already did this one. She's like, no, you're thinking it's agriculture, aren't you? I'm like, what? And I look, and it's architecture.
And then we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and I can't remember what the question was, but Zach had agriculture... As an answer, he just put that down. I don't think he even matched, but she was like...
Yeah, it was for me, too. And I was like, fuck agriculture. Or architecture. I don't know which one that is.
I'm going to build shit out of corn.
So we were playing Pictionary, and Stephanie had the clue, madman. And so she was trying to... She didn't get it. She's like, I don't know how to make somebody mad. And Zach goes, I beg to differ.
And then... There's Cheshire Cat was the answer, and we had Jeff drawing, and I think Katie was drawing against him. So Andy, if you were drawing Cheshire Cat, what would be the first thing you would draw?
First, I would draw a cat. Then I would draw a smile next to it with no cat, and I'd cross the cat out.
That would be even slower than what you would need to do. You just draw the big teeth and the ears. But you get better than Jeff, who started drawing a tree.
For the Cheshire Cat to sit in? Yes. Or did he not know what a Cheshire Cat was?
No. To sit in.
I just like the idea that, like, Jeff's default is Bob Ross. Like, I don't know what this is, so I'm going to make a happy little tree.
He had the branch all ready to go. Put the cat on.
Yeah, Katie just drew some ears and a big smile, and they're like, just like cat. I was like, yeah, that's right to it right there.
Oh, nice. That is tight.
It was a good time.
My brother used to give himself fevers playing Pictionary because he was so fucking competitive.
Yep. I remember you said like they had to put it on a shelf or something.
Yep.
Noah drew something. It was like a hole in the ground. I can't remember what it
was. I think
it was
gopher.
Yes. I was like, what? What the fuck is that? It looks like a Twinkie with a candle wick coming out of a golf hole.
But Jeff got it.
But Jeff got it instantly. I was like, what? What is that? Oh, and Jeff likes to do this thing where he'll draw a little bit and then just stare at you. So then Noah tried it with a straight line and just started staring at me to see if he could get me to where I needed to go.
Yeah, he'll just kind of do his drawing, and then he'll stop and just, you know, wait for you to guess. You're like,
like he'll give you the, yeah, you're on the right track, no, you're on the wrong track face.
That's not helping. Keep drawing.
Sometimes it works. We won. We kicked their ass.
Jeff, why are you drawing trees again?
Like, we did one where, like, we said the answer at the same time as them, and they're like, oh, we got it first. And I was like, and Jeff was starting to contest it, and I'm like, Jeff, we're over halfway around the board. They are three steps away from the start. Let's let them have this.
Sometimes you just gotta let it go, Jeff.
Those are the vaginas we're married to. Trevor Noah, he's like, I don't give a shit. I'm fighting for this tooth and nail.
No, I suddenly realized it's not even worth it anymore. Like, I think no. Like, when we first started, I think, Lee, you know, I think, at least I don't know about you, I definitely felt like I was more competitive, but I'm like, you know what? It's just nice to be hanging out playing games. It's okay if we don't win.
But I won every game I played, because I'm the best.
You did.
That's why Tim's a winner.
But yeah, I mean, we used to get, like, defeated early on.
Oh, yeah.
You know these are your friends, right?
Not anymore.
And family.
I'm never hanging out with you again.
Or breaking you.
Call back.
Oh, man.
So the Jesus thing was the thing I didn't think Danelle would want me to tell. So if you're waiting for a juicier story,
no,
I figured
out that was it.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Right, babe.
I was waiting for a story like, you know, she shat on the floor or something. Like, that's, yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't care if I told that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, honey, remember that time you just shat on the floor? Oh, yeah. I hope you tell me on Tancast. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I shat on the floor, then I wiped my ass with that ugly rug.
And I hope they burn in hell.
I realized as it was leaving my body, I'm like, this is a little bit like that one scene. Ah, Samuel L. Jackson.
You will be missed.
Was he dead?
Hopefully not soon.
What? Huh?
You know what? If they haven't found the body yet, let Tim be surprised. We didn't really do anything interesting. You know, didn't go anywhere. Didn't cook our own Thanksgiving food, which was awesome. So much less cleanup. So much less time. Especially for just the three of us. If we had, like, family over, especially next year when my little brother will have moved to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yep. Wait, that's the place.
So in Tennessee?
Yeah, in a month. In less than a month. In like a week. Next month, December, he is moving.
Okay.
I thought he was moving to Atlanta.
No, he's moving to Chattanooga.
All right. How far away is that from you?
Hour and a half-ish from Atlanta.
Okay, that's a lot closer.
Yeah, so anyways, when we get back into, you know, like, you know, bigger family Thanksgivings, we'll cook. But when it's just the three of us cooking a whole fucking turkey and then dismantling that turkey, which is like the worst, gooeyest Lego experience ever, just not fucking worth it. So, yeah, we'll let somebody else cook that shit. and butcher it and all the rest of the things. Then we'll just heat it up and eat it and enjoy it. And it was delicious. We did see a movie on Wednesday, but I suppose I should say
that
for...
What did you see?
Should we just switch gears into a Tancast movie review?
Sure.
Oh, why not? I think we've exhausted all our week.
All right. We went and saw The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, and it is now called Media Reviews.
Media, oh, we review media. It's media on Tancast, baby.
Ah.
Did you hear the new jingle last week?
No, I haven't gotten to last week's episode yet. Sorry.
That's okay, because you finished Doctor Who, so
yes.
I'm proud of you.
Yes, all caught up with Doctor Who. As of yesterday.
Yeah, yes. I heard.
Got through the dick punch and then got to the episode after, which is like a nice dick balm. Anyways.
The Good Dinosaur.
Yes, The Good Dinosaur. It was a good movie. It was definitely better than Cars. I don't think it was up there with the Toy Stories. It did have a lot of heart, but it felt... I've been trying to figure out like exactly how to express how I felt about it, and the best I've come up with, and I can't top it, I think, is it felt more like a Disney movie than a Pixar movie, if that makes sense.
All right.
Like it was a little by the numbers, and it hit a lot of the standard Disney tropes, like, you know, lost parent, you know, enemies coming together and discovering that they're not that different, that kind of stuff. None of this is really a spoiler. You'll see it coming from a mile away. The movie telegraphs it, like, right at the beginning.
And they gave you a nice little dick punch at the beginning.
Yeah, there was a little dick punch pretty early on.
I saw it as well.
Ah, very good. So what did you think about it?
You know, I would say that is apt. It definitely did not have, like... I mean, I feel like it was maybe a little cut above a Disney movie, just because it was Pixar. But yeah, it did feel very, like, you know, formulaic. I mean, granted, like, all the movies kind of follow, like, a formula. And it was interesting, because I did not see the trailer, so I did not realize that kind of the animals and the humans were kind of reversed in their roles, in the sense of, like, intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah, and sort of I think the joke there was, you know, the dinosaurs have been around for long enough that they established sort of all of the intelligent ecological niches,
yeah,
and left humans with, you know, a struggle. So humans are basically wolves.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was enjoyable. Like, you know, again, it was like, you know, there's not really any surprises. Kind of like hits on all those notes, and I mean, there were a couple surprises. I was like, oh, I didn't expect that, but
yeah. Well, and it's like the Toy Story movies are about different phases of growing up and, you know, loss, and but not like loss of a parent, more like, you know, like being replaced or changing, you know, changing relationships as people age and stuff like that. But there's a lot of depth to those. You know,
yes,
Finding Nemo, that whole thing of, you know, a parent losing everything except for this one kid and then holding on to that kid too tightly. You know, they went about outside. You know, yeah, it's okay. A family member gets lost and a family member goes and looks for them, and that is, you know, sort of you know, Disney-fied. But you know, the classic Pixar, I felt like, really kind of like dug into, you know, like what does this mean? What does this feel like? What is, you know, like what's really the core of going on here? What does it feel like for a parent who lost their spouse and all of their kids except for one, to then lose the last kid? You know, to lose everything but one and then lose that last one. You know, what would you do? What wouldn't you do? What would it be like? You know, how would it fuck with your head?
Give me back my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is very apt. I think the other Pixar movies have a lot more depth to them, and this just felt very, you know, surface level. Like you know, this standard, like, oh, loss, you know, trying to, you know, become your own, figure out who you are, you know, bracing yourself, like,
I'm
overcoming
myself.
Adversity.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
that?
I said, I'm always embracing myself.
Yeah.
You know, I think you do.
Like, I'm going to set you up with one character flaw, and then, and that's going to be like your defining trait is that character flaw, and then you're going to go off in the wilderness and learn to overcome that flaw.
But definitely Toy Story has a lot more, like, levels going on.
Yeah.
It's interesting, like, what they put in movies now, like, and I mean, I guess this is kind of spoiler, but not really a spoiler, just like death, which I guess there was death when we watched it, but like, people like getting drunk? I'm like, really?
This I was a little surprised about that, but it was a lot less terrifying than Pink Elephants, which predates us. So, yes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess. Maybe you sober, but yeah, Pink Elephants was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you want to talk about death? Do you remember Bambi's mom? Because yeah, I remember Bambi's mom.
She died.
I still carry that scar.
Old Yella.
No, she just went away. That's what my mom said.
Oh, yeah. She your mother lied away. To you. Your mother straight up lied to you.
No, she went away.
No. Your mother went to confession and had to do a couple of Hail Marys for that one, Tim.
She'd take a very long nap.
She didn't throw any long football passes to the end zone.
Oh, okay. Our fathers?
She didn't do your guys' dads.
Oh, good. Well
don't
done.
Be gross. So the good dinosaur. Not great, but good.
Good. Yeah, I was not the excellent dinosaur.
Three movies yesterday.
Oh.
Lies.
Show off.
What did I see? I saw...
I don't know. Good Dinosaur. You're the key to this. Oh, okay.
I saw Hunger Games. Mockingjay.
Part 2?
Yep. And The Night Before.
Oh.
Oh, how was that?
The Night Before was good. It was funny. I enjoyed it. I would say, I don't have to go see it in a theater, but I would say it's definitely like a nice little rental.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was just funny. It had some funny characters and funny moments. It was not as crazy as like, This Is the End or anything like that, but it was a fun little movie. Mockingjay was good. I couldn't remember. I had to look up how the book ended because I was like, you know, I'm not quite sure how the book ended. And I was like, oh, okay, that's about right. Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of the series, I think you'll like it. Yeah, that was it. And today I'm going to go see Steve Jobs.
Very good.
Tell him I said hi.
He'll be like... Because he's dead.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Gosh, Tim, don't do it like that. It's creepy.
I feel like that was George Takei tripping down an uneven cobblestone street while laughing about it.
All right. Well, great. Movies? Love them?
Yeah.
I haven't been to the movies since Spectre, and we all know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
You
felt it was spectacular.
Spectacularly mediocre.
Yes, that's it.
We have this pizza at the cafeteria at my work, and I've been training new people, and like one of the things is I have to take them back by the cafeteria. I'm like, and here's the pizza station. It is aggressively mediocre.
Aggressively about it.
It is not good. It is not bad. It is aggressively mediocre. Which would be a great slogan for our show.
I think it already is. I think aggressive mediocrity is one of our taglines.
No, I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
If it's not, it will be.
So Andy and I caught up on Doctor Who.
Yeah. Oh, you watched last night's?
Yeah, I decided to stay up and fold laundry instead of just going to bed like I should have.
What did you think?
It was good. I had some of it spoiled for me ahead of time because I went to look and see if Clara showed back up again. Like if he undid her death.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, not in last night's show. I don't know if that means it's never going to happen, but it didn't happen in last night's show.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew sort of the... I didn't know to what end, but I sort of knew the twist at the end of the episode, which kind of ruins it.
I figured out the twist when he commented on the stars. I had suspected the twist when he fell in the ocean and then was wondering about... And like when he was drying out his clothes, when there was like another set of clothes in there.
Uh-huh.
I started to piece together the twist from the ocean and then drying the clothes. But yeah, it absolutely confirmed it when he looked up at the stars and commented on them. So still, knowing the twist, I was good to go with the rest of that episode. And then the way it ended was like, holy fuck. Because I felt like a lot of the last three Doctors, including the 12th, there have been some bad... No, you know what? No, Matt Smith was not, but Tenet definitely had his badass moments. There were moments with Tenet where it was like, I will fucking ruin you back through history. I will ruin your ancestors' ancestors if you fuck with me. I will cause the extinction of your species before it evolved. Yeah, so there's a couple of times where Tenet got the badass out, where you saw... Because, like, they talk a lot about, like, you know, oh, the fury of a Time Lord, and then it's like, ah, I'm mad at you, but everybody still gets to live, and I'm just going to express how cross I am. Because the Doctor tries to be a pacifist, and every once in a while they let him off the chain, and they haven't really let him off the chain recently. Spoiler, fairly big spoiler, but there's a point... No, you know what, this isn't actually a spoiler at all, because it kind of kicks off right at the beginning of the episode. And if you watched the episode previous to this, you would know why. The 12th Doctor got let off the chain, and it was kind of a bit of a badassery.
Kind of, but like what annoyed me about it is like he shows up at the very beginning of the episode, and he's like, I'm talking all this crazy tough shit, and then immediately is faced with the big bad of the episode, and he's like, ah! I'm scared.
Yeah, but
I was
what the big bad of the episode was, like, it was built to get that response out of him.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, imagine if Tim, you were pissed off and you were talking a bunch of shit and you turn around and there's a spiky thing like a centimeter from your eye.
Tim would freak the fuck out because he didn't like eye shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the point.
Tim would fully poop.
Not just half a poop.
Nope.
It would just full on just drop. Yep.
Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that Thanksgiving dinner before I hopped in that teleporter.
Who wants seconds? Light up.
Speaking of seconds, man, I took the hugest dump after the Thanksgiving dinner went through me.
Oh, and then, please tell us more about it.
I was really hoping that's what we could talk about.
And we have a bunch of leftovers, so we had a second Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. I am anticipating another enormous dump.
Oh, goody, goody gumdrops.
Again, so glad we got to know all this.
You're welcome. I'll send you smelfies. I'll describe it.
Great.
I love our smelfies. They brighten my day. I'm like, oh, the boys have got their cocks out right now.
That what gives you joy?
Well, no, just the knowing, like, this is highly inappropriate. We're 12. We're Peter Panning this all the way into the ocean. We're just going to auger this in one day. It's going to be 90 years old having a heart attack and be like, heart attack, Smelfy!
I started it, right?
I think you did.
I don't remember why I did.
Andy was the first one to say what it was, though.
Right. I fought it, but then I just gave it. I was like, you're right, Andy. That's a good one.
Yep. Kaylin wanted it to be a poofy. I'm like, no.
Oh, Tim learned about something this weekend on a Cards Against Humanity card. Was it swooping?
Swooping, yeah. Do you know what that is?
No.
That is when you take a when you poop while you're swimming.
Oh.
Yes.
I feel like it would follow you in your wake. I can't imagine any passage through the water other than diving. I can't imagine a way to escape the poop.
There is no way to escape the poop.
And then it depends on whether it's a boat or a sub.
You don't actually know what the top definition is, Tim, on Urban Dictionary?
What's that?
Surreptitiously checking Urban Dictionary during a game of Cards Against Humanity because you have no idea what the card you just drew means. When I drew the swooping card, I knew I would be swooping it.
Oh my god, that just makes it so much better if you play it without knowing what it is. I'm going to take a shot. Swooping sounds wrong.
Oh, there's actually a real definition for swoop and then swooping.
Swoop, swoop-a-doop.
Not as
swoop-a-doopy, poopy-doop.
Poop, poopy-doop, loopy-doop.
We are 12.
Did you see the movie, Tim?
Nope.
Ah, excellent.
And other than Doctor Who, I don't know that I watched. Oh, I caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is good. There's a character in the show that it literally took me till the end of the most recent episode to realize, oh, that is not just a random character actor I see over and over again. That is a specific character actor who was in the Avengers, and they're tying this in with the Avengers.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Ah.
I don't want to spoil it because I'm pretty sure Andy's not up on it and Noah's not even watching.
Andy is nowhere close to caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think that's, I'm probably more caught up than Andy.
Yeah, I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is next after Gotham. And we're almost caught up on Gotham now, too.
I caught up on... No, I didn't caught up. I started Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I've been meaning to, but like... When I'm awake, Caitlin and I have been watching a lot of stuff together to kind of go mm-hmm. through our backlog. And when I'm like not watching stuff with her, my eyes are closed and I am out.
I watched two episodes and I was like, I'll stop for now. But spoiler alert, I still haven't really seen David Tennant yet.
Yeah.
And people are like, he's the best thing about this fucking series. Ah!
Yeah, I've heard he's super creepy.
Yeah, so far he's just sort of a menace in the background. And like he's finally shown up, but even then it was like all over the shoulder shots.
Yeah.
I want to come on. That's why I'm here.
It's like, you guys know that we know that that's David Tennant and we know what he looks like. Quit playing coy. Come talk to me, Coy Coy.
Joe Coy Coy?
No, Tim, where is my mind?
I have no idea.
With my feet on, with my feet in the air and my head on the ground.
Your feet in the air?
Yes.
Are you fucking?
Try this trick and spin it. Yeah.
Are you getting fucked?
No.
Oh.
Your head will collapse if there's nothing in it. And you'll ask yourself, where is my mind?
And that is the signal that we should wrap it up.
Probably. When Andy starts quoting the Pixies, it is time to go. Yeah, I don't think I streamed anything interesting. Yeah, just... Oh! Speaking of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Noah, I know you're probably avoiding it like the plague, but Tim, did you see...
Oh, yes, I could not see it.
I know, me neither.
I was like, okay, I'm not going to watch any trailers after this one, but I'm watching this one. That's what I promised myself.
All right. Noah...
Wait,
the Captain America Civil War trailer is out.
The quick draw game that everyone can play. It's win, lose, or draw.
Right, yeah, I know. I've not watched it.
There are,
it's delicious.
Yeah, I can't say there are spoilers in it, because like, I already knew who was going to be in that movie. But, oh my god, I have such a boner for this.
I was like, I cannot fathom how much more excited I am about this than Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like it's even hard to reconcile with the 12-year-old boy that lives inside me who's like, who the fuck is Ant-Man?
Which... See, the 12-year-old boy that lives inside me knows who Ant-Man is. But it's mainly because like, I also swallow comics just to, you know, keep him occupied.
Also, like, he doesn't know who Black Panther is. He doesn't really give a crap about Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America took a level in badass when they moved him to the big screen.
Yeah.
But he's also much, like, he's like, I'm America and truthiness and all that. Like, he's a much more complicated character and much more interesting, at least than the early Captain America stuff that I read and it was like, nope. I don't know if more recent Captain America stuff is more, you know, nuanced or detailed, but...
Well, apparently for a while, Captain America was like just a flat-out parody of the right wing. He was like Stephen Colbert in superhero form.
Wow.
Like, he was the right-wing guy who always knows he's right and is often wrong. And he has to learn, like, that was his character arc he has to overcome all the time.
Yeah, see, I think he's much more interesting as like a, you know, I love the idea of what America could be. I've seen the best. I've seen the worst. I'm going to strive to lead it towards the best. But I also recognize that not everybody's always going to follow. And sort of like that, and that tears at him. Like, it's not like a, oh, well, shit happens. It's like, does what I do even matter? Well, fuck it, I'm going to put the tights back on and hope that it does. Like, for him to see the futility and still fight. Like, that makes him a much more interesting character, I think.
And there you have it.
Anyways, yeah, sorry. Reading way too much into people who wear pajamas and go to work.
All right, so that's Tancaps for this week.
It was.
Remember, not today, agriculture.
never trust him to read a word correctly.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I was going to say, never trust your kid not to try to blackmail you. But we didn't talk about it in the episode.
This week, I hate that scientists have not come up with a way of just beaming food directly out of your colon so that you can eat a second Thanksgiving dinner with no consequences.
Fancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show. But please, come back again next week. Please!
Tancast. I literally did that. I had a plate of Thanksgiving dinner, and then I was like, and I'm back. And I had a whole separate, whole second plate of Thanksgiving dinner, and I was like, I want to keep eating, but I physically can't. I want to get a third
physically
plate.
Cool. Could, you just not would feel good about it.
I don't think I could get more in there. I don't think the swallow would work.
It just rebounds off the food below it.
You have to be like, well, then I guess I could eat after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the vomitoriums of days of old.
Yes. Yeah, I on Thanksgiving had like half seconds. So like I didn't go like, you know, make another full plate. I just went back and like got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Caitlin and Drew both had, I think, more seconds than I did. And both of them afterwards, Caitlin's like, oh, I got to lay down and not move for a while. And Drew kept getting up. Daddy, I can't find a place that's comfortable. I'm like, well, you just like lay on your side for a little while. And, Daddy, you need to get me a barf bucket. I'm like, bud,
Oh, dear.
You don't have... Then I realized, like, we've been avoiding giving him soda because we're trying to make him better than we were. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, soda for him is a once-in-a-blue-moon kind of thing. And he did have soda on Thanksgiving. And I think he guzzled that shit and didn't realize, like, this is all full of air. And that air's coming out one way or the other. It's either going to sparkle out in the glass or it's just going to come up out of you. Yeah, so after like an hour of trying to get him down for a nap, he finally got up. He's like, Daddy, I don't... Daddy, I feel better.
Oh,
that was a huge burp. No, he burped.
Oh, sorry. Good.
Sorry, yeah. No, yeah, no, it wasn't like a fountain of Thanksgiving. It was... He just
I
burped.
I was like, Daddy, I don't feel...
I'm glad we're done, because Noah's mic is shitting out.
Yeah. All right, all. Have a week.
Take Lux. Take Lux and Cares. Good luck taking care of the luck you might have. If you have luck, take it and steal Brian Regan's joke.